That's the sound from the first annual Women's March on Denver, Colorado last year, about a year ago. About 150 to 200,000 people showed up in Denver. It was a huge march. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh, and I was there, and we covered that for KDNK. There were about 500,000 people in Washington, D.C., including Beth Wysong of KDNK, and there were 700 people in Carbondale. This year, the Women's March is Saturday in Denver, in Carbondale, in Grand Junction, all over the United States. There's an event in Las Vegas on Sunday, and you can find more information about that event and everything else at womensmarch.com. And before we get into what's going on in Denver on Saturday, Raleigh Burley, news director, you talked with Maura Masters.
That's right. Maura Masters is the editor and co-founder of Alice the Mag and the principal organizer of both this year's and last year's Women's March, as well as many others in Carbondale. Here's what she had to say.
Women are realizing their power and realizing that we don't have to be like men to feel strong. This was an idea that was festering in the background since the sexual revolution of the 60s, but it's just never really reached its fruition. So there's an opportunity here, I think, because of these cultural movements, similar to the civil rights movements, to educate ourselves, come together as a sex, as a people, and, just find equality. The civil rights movement wasn't about blacks wanting to be the same as whites. It was about gaining respect. And the Women's March, I think, has become a social issue. And it's not just about women. It's about everyone. Everyone living on this planet together and being tolerant and being open and embracing and not being afraid. Women in a workplace should not be afraid to speak their minds. Women, who are waitressing, who are slapped on the bum, shouldn't be afraid to say something about it. There's an awakening happened last year. The activism is slowly coming this year.
The first march was largely in reaction to the election of Donald Trump.
Right.
Can you take me back to the moment when you decided that you wanted to organize something here in Carbondale?
Well, I heard about the other marches, and Carbondale is such a strong community. And if people didn't want to go to Aspen or didn't want to go to Grand Junction or Denver, we had something here at home. And really, people came out of the woodwork. It was great. 700 mm-hmm. people, men, women, dogs, children. It's a social justice issue and a human issue. And not about men and women or black or white. It's how are we going to live on this planet? We're very lucky in this country that we get a voice, and we should use it.
And did you know well in advance that you'd be planning another march for this year?
I had a feeling. I was going to do it anyway, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be continually creating awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Being angry and frustrated and humiliated and scared, it's not a good feeling. And so you need to get with people who will help you remember that that's not how it is. That's not how it has to be. You just have to get together, stand strong, educate yourself, and speak your truth.
And the Carbondale March meets in the parking lot of the Goat Restaurant at 10 a.m. Now, in addition to the Women's March, Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist has organized a march for Sandra Lopez, a local immigrant from Mexico who has taken sanctuary in their parsonage. That's where she has lived for the past 3 months. Here are some words from Sandra.
This is about bringing together the voices of our community. It's about defending your human rights. This is what I'm doing, defending my rights as a mother. Uniting our voices, uniting our community, this creates strength and cohesion among us.
The march for Sandra will diverge from the main Women's March after moving through the roundabout on Highway 133, and then head to the Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist Parsonage, where Sandra will address the crowd. Could you tell us more about these Denver marches, Amy Marsh?
Well, yeah, I spoke with two of the organizers. I spoke with Jolie Bronner, who handled the day of logistics last year and volunteer management. She's also part of the organizing team this year, and she's handling day of logistics. We talked about a lot of things, but she said that this year's theme of the rally is Hear My Truth. And I asked her about what her truth is in terms of what she's learned over the past year working hands-on with these marches and how people become activists. Here's what she had to say.
what makes you act is your personal experience and your relationship with your world around you. For example, none of us wake up in the morning and decide, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to become an activist. Some people might. That might happen, and there might be some people that's how this happens to them. But typically, it's your experiences within your community, a story you hear, something you see, or something that just doesn't quite fit right when the government is telling you something, an individual is telling you something, an organization is telling you something, that you finally look at them and you say, I can't do this. I am rejecting this lie, and I have to live in truth. I have to live what I believe is true because this is the person I am, and this is in me, and I can't be quiet about it anymore. It's when you decide that you need to reject that lie and live in your own truth, you are then deemed a political activist, whether or not you meant to be one or not. What I've been dealing with is coming to terms with my own truth, and I've always been a person who is very, very pro discussion, compromise, working together, and I've kind of learned over the past year, what are my non-negotiables? And my truth is that I can't negotiate on certain items. I can't negotiate on believing that all individuals in this country are created equal. I believe that social justice, human rights, equality, and inclusion should be shared core American values. I believe that science is real. I believe that love is love. I believe that Black Lives Matter. I believe that water is life. I believe our parks are important. And there's certain points where I can't be complicit.
The other person I spoke with was Tish Buford, who also helped organize this year's march in Denver. Last year, she organized a group of 3,000 women from Colorado who went to the March on Washington. I talked with her about how these experiences have influenced her outlook for the past year and sort of what she's seen as a result. Here's what she had to say.
And this is not just about poverty, but this is just about being in a cycle where you can't elevate yourself. You keep being pushed back either by regentrification, being economically moved out of your demographic because real estate and developers coming in and taking you either out of your home or in that home that you're living in. You can't afford to buy it. You can barely afford to pay rent for it. And you can barely afford to, feed yourself and keep your electricity on in a place, in most cases, that most people don't own. So it's just the survival, the everyday struggle of people trying to survive from 1 minute to 1 day to 2 days to a week. And how our government is not necessarily helping in the way they should because they're so detached. And people have lost hope. And with the election going the way it did last winter, it really scared a lot of people and it scared them into action.
So once again, Raleigh, where and when does the march start on Saturday in Carbondale?
So in Carbondale, the march will be beginning at the parking lot of the Goat Restaurant that's across the street from the Cowan Center, and it begins at 10 a.m. The march for Sandra will diverge from the main march after the roundabout and head to the Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist Parsonage, which is on the corner of the Rio Grande Trail and 8th Street, where Sandra Lopez will speak to the crowd.
Sounds great. KDNK will be there to cover it, and it's rain or shine. Details for the Denver March and Rally can be found at womensmarch.com.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.
And I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.